USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House Judiciary Committee on Wednesday voted to hold Attorney General Bill Barr in contempt of Congress for defying a subpoena seeking Special Counsel Robert Mueller's full, unredacted report and underlying documents, sending the measure to the House floor for a final vote. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Democrat Jerry Nadler also says,
"No person, not the Attorney General, not the President, can be permitted to be above the law. That is what is at stake today."
The vote will more than likely pass in the House, but not expected to in the Republican-led Senate. And the charter school shooting suspect made his first appearance in a court in Colorado today. The 18-year-old was shackled at his waist with his hands cuffed as he sat in the courtroom flanked by his two defense lawyers. He nodded at the judge's questions, but at one point the judge did request a verbal answer, to which he said no. He's expected to be back in court on Friday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I believe that your company has the answer, because I've been through cancer treatment and knowing what it does to the body, and oh my, you know, if that's all that medical science has to offer, there must be a better way. And I think the better way is knowing what to eat and getting it. I do notice that I have less inflammation. I feel like when I'm taking Balance of Nature, I'm getting fruits and vegetables more than what I would ordinarily get. I like when I open up the bottles, you can really smell the fruits and vegetables. I mean, I know I'm getting fruits and vegetables.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
President Trump responds to a report about past tax returns. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The New York Times report showing that his business has lost more than $1 billion between 1985 and 1994, but the president calls it highly inaccurate. Trump tweeting on Wednesday morning, real estate developers during that period were entitled to massive write-offs and depreciation that would show losses and tax losses in almost all cases. He said the Times story was also based on very old information, and he called it a highly inaccurate fake news hit job. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is proposing new rule changes that would allow debt collectors to send text, emails, and private messages to people who are behind in their debts. The new rules would not limit the number of text, emails, or messages bill collectors can send, but would require them to give people a way out or to unsubscribe. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There have been growing calls for Brian Sims, a Democratic state representative in Pennsylvania, who came under fire after videos surfaced of him harassing an elderly pro-life woman along with a woman and her two children to resign. The calls came even louder after a video emerged of him offering viewers $100 to dox teenage girls praying peacefully outside a Philadelphia Planned Parenthood clinic on Holy Thursday. Ashley Garrick is the mother of those two teens that were targeted by Sims. They were aged 13 and 15. She joins Fox News.
I would say he came in hot. He came in yelling at us and really was yelling very directly at the girls, very specifically at the girls. So I moved myself in between him and the girls, asked him, you know, please talk to me. Let's have a conversation, the two of us as two adults. But he continued to yell at the girls. And then eventually he left, and about 10 minutes later is when he came back videotaping us. So after our first altercation with him, I went and talked to my girls and told them, I'm really sorry this happened. I'm really proud of you guys for being here. It was Holy Thursday. This was something we wanted to do as a prayerful act of service as we prepared for the Easter Triduum, which was going to begin that night with Holy Thursday Mass. And I told him, sometimes it's hard to do the right thing, but I was really proud of them.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.